Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, November 6, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As I was finishing up during the break, before the break there, text me event and I will text you back the link for that class, that training that we're having on Saturday, December 2nd. Just text me the word event and I'll text you the link. Joining us on the line right now is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. He's been on the show before. Michael Hoover's on the line. Good morning, sir. Michael, you need to unmute your microphone. Michael, are you there? Okay, we're not.
I'm back here now. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you, Michael. Hey, okay. I want to get your reaction to the exclusive interview with Steve Gruber this morning in the first hour that Peter Meyer, former U.S. Congressman, first vote in the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., voted to impeach Donald Trump. I want to get your immediate reaction to the news that another establishment swamp creature has gotten into your race, the U.S. Senate race. Michael Hoover on with us, responding to Peter Meyer getting into the race this morning.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you so much for having me. So I think if you just go back to the people and how they looked upon this when this happened, they made sure that Peter Meyer was not allowed to be their representative again. And the people really are looking for somebody to be from the outside to actually make sure that they're focused on the issues that are important to them, that make sure they're protecting their rights, protecting the economy, having an economy that actually works for them, as well as to make sure that they have representatives that are there to represent them and not the 1% donor class.
Yeah, and Peter Meyer, like you said, one term U.S. congressman, the people in that district down there at the time, the third district, booted his butt out. And I got to tell you, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that he would even have the courage to announce that he's trying to run for this U.S. Senate seat because of his money, because of his name. And he thinks, what, people forgot already that his first vote was to impeach Donald Trump? What, just a complete joke. But it sets up an interesting dynamic. Because now we have Peter Meyer, we have Mike Rogers, James Craig, Nikki Snyder, Alexandria Taylor, all running, as I see, establishment, either politicians or an attorney, running on one side. And then you and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, the grassroots business people from outside the political world, running for this nomination. And I think the splitters are going to split up the vote among all of them, yep. And that's going to give you and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell a real chance at winning this thing.
It's exactly right. You've got your hand right on the pulse of the situation, because the people are really tired of the same old, same old. The system, people that vote for the system are supported by the system. People want people that are from them. I have worked in small businesses, have worked in the automotive industry, have worked in the construction industry, have worked with the farmers. They want someone like myself that has done just that throughout my 58 years of life, dedicated to the state of Michigan with 4 children, 9 grandchildren, everything to do about the best thing for the state of Michigan from here to eternity. We must absolutely focus on what's right and what's best for the people. And the way that we do that, the voters of ours speaking loud and clear, they're sick and tired of the same old. They want to change. They want somebody that actually cares and that's of them, by them, and for them.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that you and I spoke about in setting up this interview, I've been told – by my engineers, I've been told by many advisors to the radio station, consultants and others, said that we need to prepare for energy issues. And one of the things they warned us on is you must invest in generators to back up the studio here at the home studio, as well as the transmitter site, which simply, Michael, I've checked into it. I can't afford it. The radio station can't afford it. But they're saying that there could be real attacks against our electric grid. And they keep talking about, you know, EMPs. Explain to the audience your experience, your knowledge of this issue. What is an EMP and potentially what kind of threat are we looking at?
So it's electromagnetic pulse, and it's an attack on the infrastructure of our electrical grid. And it's one of the things that I actually have on my website that we need to – it's a high priority. It's probably – I mean, it's got to be a 1A priority for us to make sure that we actually put in devices that can take those types of pulses that can come from terrorists. They can come from it to attack our grid and completely shut us down. And there is great technology, and it's not overabundantly ridiculously expensive. It's something that we should absolutely invest in. This is when you hear me talk about protecting the American people. This is one of the ways that we have to do that, is to put this kind of defense systems around our grid so that we can take care of it. And then to talk about your concern about energy, I mean, I think that's on a lot of people's mind right now. And sadly, the lobbyists have won the day with the Democrats, and that's why you see them wanting to take over local jurisdiction when it comes to wind and solar. Wind and solar does not make sense in the state of Michigan. And if you just look at the percentage of effectiveness, it's only like 23-25%. It actually causes more carbon release than it saves. You can look at wind, say maybe in the Plain States, or down in South America where it's really windy. You can look at solar down maybe in Southwest Michigan or the Outback, or not Michigan, excuse me, Southwest United States, but or the Outback. But it does not make sense here. And there's not enough lithium. There's not enough infrastructure to carry the batteries. The batteries are not good technology today. Right now, California has all of 1 minute of backup, and they're paying 3 to 4 times more in their energy expense. So energy is something that's near and dear to my heart. It's from the industry for 30 years. Yeah. And it's something that we can get right.
Well, automotive industry, which is what your wheelhouse, what you've been involved in, Dow Chemical and plastics and recycling and all the things you've done all over the world, requires electricity, huge 3- and 4-phase electricity. And you can't manufacture, I'm sorry, you can't do it with solar panels and windmills.
You cannot. Just to give the audience a better perspective or a bigger perspective, well, we go through 97 million barrels of oil per day. Oil is magical. Oil is the reason why we are the geopolitical economic leader of the globe, and it's something that you absolutely have to have happen. If they don't want their shiny new washers and dryers coming from Korea, then they can shut down oil, and they can shut down the fossil fuel, because over 200 million Seabulk containers travel the waterways every single year. And so oil is just absolutely critical. Natural gas is really essential. And it's what's going to carry the day for our economy going forward. As we see the world start to deglobalize and we start to see centralized economies come back together, more on like the Monroe Doctrine with our naval being brought home so we don't have to police all the world's waters, it's going to be really critical that we get natural gas, new reactor technologies central to part of our energy system, and so that we can continue to be the low-cost energy producer of the world and, of course, in manufacturing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you've been following what's going on in Lansing in this basically a lame duck session where they're ramming all kinds of garbage through, but the Clean Energy Act, where they're saying we're going to be 100% renewables by 2040, it's just absolute insanity. And this is at the state level, just so Gretchen Whitmer can make some headlines that, you know, this is the most aggressive pro green energy state, you know, making her presidential profile a little bit larger on the national stage. Michael, it would absolutely devastate our state of Michigan.
It absolutely would. You got to think about how energy works. And I think that she's only doing this just for political reasons, because they're not dumb. They know that we absolutely have to have natural gas and propane and other great energy sectors coming to support our manufacturing, as well as our cost of living here in our great state. So, you know, if you look at the density of a 2,000 square foot mega 100 megawatt natural gas power plant, it puts out this the same amount of energy that it requires 10 square miles of windmills. And that makes no sense when you look at trying to power big cities and metropolitan areas like Metro Detroit or Grand Rapids. So it's just it's a falsehood, and it's something that we absolutely have to get straight and get ourselves onto a American focused energy system that will allow us to continue to keep low cost and reliability. The sun doesn't always shine. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that when you need peak energy, the biggest time we need energy is from 6 to 10 p.m. during the winter. And guess when the solar is normally available? 1 to 3 o'clock in the summer. So
right,
these things don't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And there's other problems with solar panels, and we can get into all that. Windmills, it takes more energy to manufacture and make a windmill than all the energy it can produce in its useful life. I mean, these people just don't get it.
It creates more carbon. Well, they, you know, here's what they get. They get that there's big donors that are coming in and supporting their campaigns, and whoever knows whatever kind of deals they're doing. But this is all about politics. This is not about the people. This is all about look at me, vote for me, and build my war chest so that I can have a future in the D.C. politics. This is what they understand. They understand what's important for themselves, not for the betterment of the Michiganders. Right? That's exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, can you stay on through the break?
I can. I'd be happy to.
I got a couple of text messages coming in, questions for you. And again, we're speaking with Michael Hoover. Hoover4Senate.com is his campaign website. And he's a businessman trying to run for the Republican nomination here to be on the ballot against Elisa Slotkin next year to replace Debbie Stabenow. Final segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylor. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Staying on through the break is Michael Hoover running for U.S. Senate. Michael, Patriot Jim sent me this text message. He said, what's happening in Israel is a no-win situation. Great. What is your perspective? He wants to hear from you as to what your perspective is on this situation going on in the Middle East, in Israel, Gaza.
Yep. Sure.
All of it.
I appreciate the question. So he's right. It's a no-win situation. And right now we're being asked to be part of a mass murder situation in Israel. Israel is one of the wealthiest nations in the world. They don't need our money. What I called for is to have a international force from different countries, including Arab nations, to go in and take control of the situation, take control of Gaza. Certainly we need to root out the terrorist organization and Hamas. But then we can, once we have an international peace force that actually gets control of the situation, we can then start to stabilize and go back to making sure that the relationship that wants to be formed between Israel and Saudi Arabia takes place. They see great relationship and great benefits from working together. And then we can start to – it'll take time. It's going to take a lot of time. But an international peace force would be the best idea, because that just kind of – dissolves the situation. Instead of being on one side versus the other and having a binary choice, we have a unique way to approach this and get this thing stabilized as fast as we can.
So would that be maybe perhaps the NATO forces?
Well, I'm not a big fan of NATO in general, but it certainly could look like something like that. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I like about United States is we are the strength. We are the power. What we should become is a power broker instead of a war manager. We keep managing wars. What we should do is get in there and be a broker so that we create solutions instead of just funding more and more wars and keep borrowing money so that we can send it to places like Ukraine and in Israel, where it just doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, one of the problems I have, and people have called for, Biden and others, you know, even to a certain extent, Donald Trump, even the Abraham Accords,
yes,
a two-party, a two-state solution. And the problem is Hamas, the terrorist organization that they are, has control right. of Gaza. And the problem is they hate Israel. And regardless of whatever accord you sign or treaty you sign or international peacekeeping force comes in and puts them both down, says, Israel, you know, you get back to Jerusalem, and Gaza, you're going to stop, you know, this mass murder that you did on October 7th.
Right.
We're going to come in and you guys are going to sit your butts down, and we're going to put a solution to this once and for all. It's not going to happen. As soon as they regain their support from Iran and others and start attacking the Jews again, I don't see there's any solution. I'm almost looking at what Netanyahu's doing, saying, I'm going to eradicate Hamas from the face of the earth. I'm going to kill every single one of them.
I understand that, but you can't and you won't. And so what you're going to end up with is two different options. Either Israel goes all the way through and then they occupy the whole thing and they deal with guerrilla attacks endlessly, or they go through and they think they've killed everyone, which they won't. Then they go back home, they put up their wall, and then we have Hamas too. So to me, a better path forward is going to we certainly got to take out the terrorist organizations. We got to stop the funding from Iran. We have the controls and the powers to do that. And then we have to it's going to, like I said, it's going to take time, but we eventually got to get the people in Palestine to vote for a new government, for a new leadership, and get rid of the terrorists that are currently doing so much damage to that region.
Right. Okay, good. I hope, Jim, that answers your question. Good question. Appreciate you asking it.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to talk specifically real quick in the couple of minutes we have left. How is the campaign going with regards to signature gathering? Allegedly, Rogers claims he's already turned in his 30,000 signatures. I don't believe it. I'm sure Peter Meyer is going to pay for his. But you, like Sherry O'Donnell, you guys are doing this grassroots with volunteers. How is the signature gathering coming? Are you going to make it on the ballot?
I'm very confident that we'll be on the ballot. We just added another dozen this last week. Prior to that, we added another 10 or so. We're up to like 30 or 40 people that are working across the state on a grassroots basis to get our signatures. So as the numbers are coming in, we're looking very confident to make sure that this happens so that we can bring great solutions. And one of the things that's really important, I did want to talk about, Randy, just to switch gears, is
sure.
that what's happening in the world today, and geopolitics and demographics really matter. And what's happened is that we're going to see a substantial collapse in consumption, production, and financial capability in China, Russia, Germany, Italy, and Spain. And here's why. 40 years ago, they decided to stop having children. And you must have children. You must have demographics to have capital availability. So what's going to happen is we're going to see a ton of jobs come back home, and we got to have a vision for the future to make that work. And Mexico and Colombia, United States, Canada, and a few other countries on our side are going to benefit greatly. So that's some of the policies that I'm going to be focused on talking about all this week.
Excellent. Excellent. And what is the best way for people to get a hold of you, volunteer, be willing to help you out?
Thank you. Yeah, Hoover for Senate. That's F-O-R, Hoover for Senate. There's a place for you to jump in, join our campaign, and get on the winning team, because Team Hoover is on the move right now. Things are really starting to go in a really strong, positive direction. We've got a lot of support coming our way.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show and getting a response from you regarding Peter Meyer jumping in and all these establishment. I think this splitter strategy is going to fail on their side, and hopefully you guys will prevail.
Well, I'm sure we will. It's all about the people, and they're wanting people like that are just like them, and that's who we are. So thank you so much, Randy. Always appreciate being on the show with you.
All right, brother. Stay strong out there. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
God bless. Take care.
That's it for the first hour. Second hour, I'm Trucker Randy Bishop on Your Defending Fathers. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey,